Hello, David Moore with IRA Advantage. Today's questions on self-directed IRAs: are all IRA investments the same as far as exit strategy? And the second part's, what do you recommend as an exit strategy for IRA retirement solutions? So I guess, you know, you got to look at it. And I think in traditional thought, and I always hate that word traditional because it doesn't really address the investments that we work with. But in traditional thought, everybody assumes that the retirement accounts and what happens as far as exit strategies, the bottom line is whatever's money in, is in the account has to come out at some point. So you're always looking at building that account, making the best return you can. And then ultimately, you've got to look at how I'm going to get that money out of that plan without incurring any more tax liability than I need to. So one of the things that we've used a lot in the self-directed world that isn't really that often used out there in retirement accounts as far as a solution is just taking in-kind distribution. So everybody contemplates when you look at retirement accounts and you look at maybe objections to buying real estate or buying tangible assets with an account is that their lack of liquidity is a bad thing. And the other part I often hear, and I think it's actually talking points that some investment advisors actually use for this stuff, they'll talk about, well, you shouldn't buy an IRA or you shouldn't buy real estate with your IRA because what happens when you get RMD and you can't, you've spent all your money, you don't have the money there to get the RMD, and now you've got a penalty. Well, what is perceived to be a problem is actually a real opportunity. So when we're looking at traditional distributions, we always look at cash distributions. That's actually not, in my opinion, the best way to do it. You ought to be looking at in-kind distributions because you've got a couple different advantages there. If we just take, for example, a checkbook IRA. Well, a checkbook IRA uses a limited liability company to buy the investments. Well, who's to say that you have to take a cash distribution? Maybe you bought a property on the beach that someday you want to retire into, or maybe you just want to own those investments. Maybe actually, even if you look at Wall Street world, you want to take, instead of cash distributions, you want to actually be assigned something in kind. Well, you could put your entire portfolio into a limited liability company and then be assigned a membership interest in that limited liability company instead of taking a cash distribution. That thing actually gives you a couple benefits. One, the valuation that's there. And two, if you're taking a minority interest in that limited liability company, you can actually discount that distribution by up to 40%. So something that is often looked at as a disadvantage with a tangible asset or using that structure with the limited liability company is actually a very large advantage. And it's just a question of taking a look at what you're wanting to buy, taking a look at what you want to do with it, whether you want cash out, whether you want in-kind assets out. But understand that everybody contemplates a cash distribution, and that's just not accurate. You can take in-kind items. You can take a membership interest in a property. You could take a property. You could take a note. You can take in-kind distributions, as I said, and it actually offers many, many opportunities. So I would just put that out there. Take a look at what you've got. Take a look at what you want to buy. Understand that self-directed accounts are going to allow you to own everything you currently own with a, you know, let's say a Wall Street traditional account, but they're going to also offer you the ability to buy anything else the law allows. And a lot of those investments might be something that ultimately you want to own personally. And a self-directed account is going to allow you to get those assets over time if you choose to do that. So I hope this has helped. Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to working with you. Hello, David Moore with IRA Advantage. Today's questions on self-directed IRAs: are all IRA investments the same as far as exit strategy? And the second part's, what do you recommend as an exit strategy for IRA retirement solutions? So I guess, you know, you got to look at it. And I think in traditional thought, and I always hate that word traditional because it doesn't really address the investments that we work with. But in traditional thought, everybody assumes that the retirement accounts and what happens as far as exit strategies, the bottom line is whatever's money in, is in the account has to come out at some point. So you're always looking at building that account, making the best return you can. And then ultimately, you've got to look at how I'm going to get that money out of that plan without incurring any more tax liability than I need to. So one of the things that we've used a lot in the self-directed world that isn't really that often used out there in retirement accounts as far as a solution is just taking in-kind distribution. So everybody contemplates when you look at retirement accounts and you look at maybe objections to buying real estate or buying tangible assets with an account is that their lack of liquidity is a bad thing. And the other part I often hear, and I think it's actually talking points that some investment advisors actually use for this stuff, they'll talk about, well, you shouldn't buy an IRA or you shouldn't buy real estate with your IRA because what happens when you get RMD and you can't, you've spent all your money, you don't have the money there to get the RMD and now you've got a penalty. Well, what is perceived to be a problem is actually a real opportunity. So when we're looking at traditional distributions, we always look at cash distributions. That's actually not, in my opinion, the best way to do it. You ought to be looking at in-kind distributions because you've got a couple different advantages there. If we just take, for example, a checkbook IRA. Well, a checkbook IRA uses a limited liability company to buy the investments. Well, who's to say that you have to take a cash distribution? Maybe you bought a property on the beach that someday you want to retire into, or maybe you just want to own those investments. Maybe actually, even if you look at Wall Street world, you want to take, instead of cash distributions, you want to actually be assigned something in kind. Well, you could put your entire portfolio into a limited liability company and then be assigned a membership interest in that limited liability company instead of taking a cash distribution. That thing actually gives you a couple benefits. One, the valuation that's there. And two, if you're taking a minority interest in that limited liability company, you can actually discount that distribution by up to 40%. So something that is often looked at as a disadvantage with a tangible asset or using that structure with the limited liability company is actually a very large advantage. And it's just a question of taking a look at what you're wanting to buy, taking a look at what you want to do with it, whether you want cash out, whether you want in-kind assets out. But understand that everybody contemplates a cash distribution, and that's just not accurate. You can take in-kind items. You can take a membership interest in a property. You could take a property. You could take a note. You can take in-kind distributions, as I said, and it actually offers many, many opportunities. So I would just put that out there. Take a look at what you've got. Take a look at what you want to buy. Understand that self-directed accounts are going to allow you to own everything you currently own with a, you know, let's say a Wall Street traditional account, but they're going to also offer you the ability to buy anything else the law allows. And a lot of those investments might be something that ultimately you want to own personally. And a self-directed account is going to allow you to get those assets over time if you choose to do that. So I hope this has helped. Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to working with you.